Welcome to Ad Bible, an audio daily devotion from the Ezra Project. Alan J. Huth shares a Bible passage with comments from over 35 years of his personal Bible reading journals and applies the Word of God to our daily lives.
Today brings us to Genesis chapter 10. We'll listen to the reading, "By Faith Comes by Hearing," of the 32 verses of Genesis chapter 10.
Genesis 10.
These are the generations of the sons of Noah: Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Sons were born to them after the flood. The sons of Japheth: Gomer, Magog, Madai, Javan, Tubal, Meshech, and Tirus. The sons of Gomer: Ashkenaz, Riphath, and Togarma. The sons of Javan: Elisha, Tarshish, Kittim, and Dodanim. From these the coastland peoples spread in their lands, each with his own language, by their clans, in their nations. The sons of Ham: Cush, Egypt, Put, and Canaan. The sons of Cush: Seba, Havilah, Sabta, Raama, and Sabtuka. The sons of Raama: Sheba and Dedan. Cush fathered Nimrod. He was the first on earth to be a mighty man. He was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Therefore it is said, "Like Nimrod, a mighty hunter before the Lord." The beginning of his kingdom was Babel, Erech, Akkad, and Kelna in the land of Shinar. From that land he went into Assyria and built Nineveh, Rehobothir, Calah, and Resen between Nineveh and Calah, that is, the great city. Egypt fathered Ludim, Anamim, Lehabim, Naphtahim, Pathrusim, Caslahim, from whom the Philistines came, and Caphtorim. Canaan fathered Sidon, his firstborn, and Heth, and the Jebusites, the Amorites, the Girgashites, the Hivites, the Arkites, the Sinites, the Arvadites, the Zemarites, and the Hamathites. Afterward, the clans of the Canaanites dispersed, and the territory of the Canaanites extended from Sidon in the direction of Gerar as far as Gaza, and in the direction of Sodom, Gomorrah, Admah, and Zeboiim as far as Lasha. These are the sons of Ham by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. To Shem also, the father of all the children of Eber, the elder brother of Japheth, children were born. The sons of Shem: Elam, Asher, Arpachshad, Lud, and Aram. The sons of Aram: Uz, Hul, Gether, and Mash. Arpachshad fathered Shelah, and Shelah fathered Eber. To Eber were born two sons. The name of the one was Peleg, for in his days the earth was divided, and his brother's name was Joktan. Joktan fathered Almodad, Sheleph, Hazarmaveth, Jira, Hadoram, Uzal, Dikla, Obal, Abimeel, Sheba, Ophir, Havilah, and Jobab. All these were the sons of Joktan. The territory in which they live extended from Mesha in the direction of Sephar to the hill country of the east. These are the sons of Shem by their clans, their languages, their lands, and their nations. These are the clans of the sons of Noah, according to their genealogies, in their nations. And from these the nations spread abroad on the earth after the flood.
Well, if you're looking for names for your children, here's a great resource. You could be very unique. Other than Noah, I don't think I've heard of anybody ever named one of these names in Genesis chapter 10. So what in the world would I have written in a journal about this chapter? Let's see. Remember, we're not picking up the journal from 1983 until Genesis chapter 21. So my first entry about this chapter is in 1999. I read Genesis 10 and 11 on the same day, and I wrote, "The Bible is an amazing book. If you read it with searching eyes, like today, chapter 10, a bunch of genealogy, but three times it says people were separated according to their language. I was referring to verses 5, 20, and 31. I continued to write in that journal, "This is before the Tower of Babel," in chapter 11, which starts, "Now the whole earth had one language." So, how can people be separated in chapter 10 according to their language when the whole earth had one language in chapter 11? When I read the scriptures, oftentimes I can ask a lot of questions, but I don't come up with a lot of answers. And I'm so glad I have a very good study Bible. I use the English Standard Version Study Bible. In the past, I've used lots of other versions of the Bible, but I find this study Bible to be the best, or at least one of the best, that I have ever used. So I have to refer to the footnote on chapter 11, verse 1, to get an answer. And that footnote says, "The opening description of the whole earth having one language indicates that the present episode is not placed chronologically after the events narrated in chapter 10, which specifically mention nations and languages." So there you have it. The biblical scholars come up with the answers. And as I have said many times, I'm not a biblical scholar. I'm just a common guy who reads the Bible every day and tries to figure out what it says. In 2007, I had a different journal entry. I wrote, "Not a very spiritual chapter. God told Noah and his sons to be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth." Chapter 10 records the generations of Noah's sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Different languages are mentioned. Babel, Nineveh are mentioned, Sodom and Gomorrah. But if the flood destroyed all mankind except Noah and his three sons, we are all descendants of one of Noah's kids. According to my Bible footnotes, Abraham, David, and Jesus descended from Shem. Ham's descendants settled in Canaan, Egypt, and Africa. And Japheth's descendants settled in Europe and Asia Minor, making me a descendant of Japheth. Wow, have you ever thought about your life that way? Have you ever thought about tracing yourself back to Noah and his kids? I guess I claim to be out of the line of Japheth because if his descendants settled in Europe, then that's where my descendants come from, England and Germany. How about you? Do you now know who your great-great-great-great-grandfather is? Is it Shem, Ham, or Japheth? I guess the point of chapter 10 is that Noah's kids are doing what they were told by the Lord, to be fruitful and multiply. So let me make a maybe weird or strange connection to this chapter. May I ask you to be fruitful and multiply? I'm not speaking physically here, I'm speaking spiritually. Could the application from a chapter like Genesis chapter 10 encourage you to multiply yourself spiritually by spreading Ad Bible to some of your friends, your family, and your colleagues? The best way to see explosive growth in Ad Bible is word of mouth communication. I have spread Ad Bible to my limited network of friends and family. Now it's up to you. There are probably many people in your circle of influence that are not daily in God's Word. And yet, by listening to these podcasts, you understand the value of spending time in God's Word on a daily basis. So, spread the Word. Be fruitful and multiply Ad Bible. Spread it to your clan, your land, your nation. Would you take on that challenge? That's probably an easier challenge than getting somebody to name one of their children some name out of Genesis chapter 10. Another way you could be fruitful and multiply Ad Bible is with your financial resources. Visit EzraProject.net. Become a one-time contributor or a monthly giver to the Ezra Project, or join Club 365, created specifically for those who listen to Ad Bible. And by the way, if you join Club 365, I send you some special gifts. Check it out at EzraProject.net. Father, we thank you for the instruction to be fruitful and multiply. Thanks for the opportunity to do that physically and spiritually. Holy Spirit, lay on our hearts someone we can share Ad Bible with. And Holy Spirit, please continue to bless these podcasts and bless those who listen each and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.